Sponsored by Black Magic Design, the world's highest quality products for the feature film, post and broadcast industries. Blackmagicdesign.com. And by JMR Rentals, jmrny.com.
I'm here with Daryl Latham and Cinder Chow of the film Artist Unknown. Can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Sure. It's a queer action rom-com. It takes place in Brooklyn, New York, and it's about a woman who buys a painting from a thrift store and is attacked by two thieves who try to steal it from her. But she's actually a martial artist, so she manages to get away, but she's left with the question of who are the thieves, why is the painting so valuable, and she has to prepare for their return. But it's really a movie about fighting for yourself.
And what was your role in it, Daryl? Are you in the film?
Yes, I am. I am a supporting actor in the film. I play Leslie, or Margos, an art historian who provides important context and emotional support.
And how do you guys feel about being in the Bushwick Film Festival tonight, the 16th annual Bushwick Film Festival?
Well, it feels great because a lot of the film was shot in Brooklyn, so it feels great to be back. We've been traveling with the film for the last month, so here we are, Brooklyn.
Yay!
Bringing it back home. It's
all
exciting,
right.
You know?
That sounds great. And what do you hope the audience learns and takes away from your film tonight?
I hope that they take away a good time, that they go in and enjoy themselves. But I also hope that they take away, the idea that one does have the ability within oneself to fight up for oneself and stand up for what one believes and for what one wants. And I mean, that's really the arc of the main character, and it's a very important message, particularly today.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. And how can people find you online on the social media?
Well, follow us on Instagram at Artist Unknown Film.
I'm here with Dion Vandenberg from the film Q Train. How are you feeling tonight being here at the Bushwick Film Festival?
Amazing. Very excited.
Oh, great. And can you tell us a little bit about your film Q Train?
Yeah, Q Train is a web series that's about a Bushwick DJ who discovers her sexuality and goes on to explore queer dating in New York City.
Oh, interesting. And what do you hope the audience takes away from your film?
I hope that people will see a story that's about finding out your sexuality that's not necessarily traumatic or, heavy, but that it can be, like, a really fun exploration as well and something that's important and that people should, keep an open mind about because you really never know in life, you know?
Oh, that's wonderful. How can we find more about the film online or social media?
So on Instagram, qtrain.theseries, and you can also find us on YouTube. You can find the trailer. If you look for Qtrain trailer 2023, you'll find it.
I'm here with Taiwo Ellis, the director of Mice in the Basement. How does it feel to be here this evening, Taiwo?
Feels great. I've been here before as a guest, so I'm happy to be here as a participant now.
Wonderful. And can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Yeah, for sure. Mice in the Basement is a proof of concept for a feature-length script of the same name. And it's about a dystopian world where there's a pretty distinct caste system based on markings on people's skin. So it follows people in the lowest group just trying to navigate that world, at least in the short. The feature goes into a lot more, but yeah, short is pretty much about that.
Wow, and what do you hope people take away from the film, the audience take away?
Hopefully it shows such a gloomy and like pessimistic world that they want to do everything to not end up there.
I love it. And how can we find out more about it online?
You can go to my website, taiwoellis.com.
I'm here with Jamie Ruddy, the director of Hairpiece. How are you doing this evening? How does it feel to be here at the Bushwick Film Festival?
It feels awesome. Lovely to be with you.
Yeah, you too. And is this the first film festival for Hairpiece?
This is, actually. This is the premiere for Hairpiece.
Oh, wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about the film?
Sure. It's set in 1983, and it centers around two kids who get into a pillow fight with their dad and knock off his toupee. And they believe they murdered him.
So what do you hope the audience will take away from your, it sounds like, very funny film?
I have a gallows sense of humor, so it's understanding that dysfunction and problematic families can also be hilarious, that every day isn't a heavy drama.
And how can we find out more about it online?
I'm at Jamie Ruddy. My website's my name, jamieruddy.me. And it was produced by, it was funded by the NYU Production Lab as a proof of concept for the feature, so there's more info on the feature it's connected to on the NYU Production Lab site.
I'm with Ben DiGiacomo from Bad Like Brooklyn Dance Hall. How does it feel to be here this evening?
Oh, it feels great. It's actually because the film is about Brooklyn, so that's the first time we're showing it in Brooklyn, so it's very special tonight. It's very important for us.
That's great. And could you tell us a little bit about the film?
So the film is about the development of dancehall music in Brooklyn specifically, in the 90s, 80s. And we go a little bit in the history, but it's focused on Brooklyn. So that's really fun to be in a festival in Brooklyn to premiere.
Sure, that's wonderful. What gave you the idea to do this type of film?
Actually, we started because we were going to a lot of parties and we had our friends. They were actually dancers and DJs. So we were just kind of fascinated by the culture and how complex was the culture. So we wanted to really try to grasp how electric it was in Brooklyn, and we had to go back and go a little bit more further into the history of dancehall and explaining. So we went to Jamaica with Shaggy, our executive producer, and we just got a little bit more of the history of dancehall in Jamaica.
How can we follow you and learn more about your film? On social media, do you have an Instagram?
You can follow us on Dancehall Film. The name of the film is Bad Like Brooklyn Dancehall. So, go follow us.
I'm here with Jackie Monison from the film You're My Best Friend. How are you doing? How does it feel to be here at the 16th Annual Bushwick Film Festival?
It's super exciting. I could not be prouder of this film. My director, Chell Steven, she's not here tonight, but we're excited to be together for the premiere. And I have repping our film, our little cockroach, who is featured in the film. So I'm excited for you guys to see the real thing.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the real thing?
I can tell you guys that the block that it's in, Heavy Hearts, has been described to me as sad and romantic. And I think you'll find this film a little cheekier and grosser. I'm being a little vague, but there's a lot of mystique around the movie just because something kind of surreal happens. Somebody ends up having a relationship with somebody who shouldn't be able to speak.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. And what do you hope the audience takes away from the film, if you can tell us that?
Well, I hope that people have fun, and I hope that people realize that, breakups are a normal thing, and maybe you'll get a new friend out of it. In the process of coping, you might befriend a bug that is in your bathroom.
Okay. And how can we follow you on Instagram or any social media?
You can follow Chell Steven, the filmmaker, at Chell Steven, and myself as well, Jaquel Eggs.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being here with us. I'm here with Jamie Sun Woo from the film Handwritten. How are you feeling tonight at the Sweet 16 Bushwick Film Festival?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm here home in Brooklyn, so.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've heard that a lot from a lot of the filmmakers, that this is their home, so it's nice to screen your film here. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about Handwritten?
Sure. So Handwritten is a paper puppetry animated short documentary, and it's all about handwriting. It's in my perspective. And yeah, I shot it here in Brooklyn from home, actually, and I used paper puppets to basically illustrate my thoughts on handwriting. I don't have a consistent handwriting, so every time I write, it's a very different style. And so I was kind of reflecting more about that and also thinking about what handwriting means to people nowadays, now that everyone types a lot. And so it kind of captures this moment in time.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. And what do you hope the audience learns or takes away from your film?
I think, first of all, I think it's really nice to just work with something tactile and really appreciate your handwriting, because it's unique to you. And if you send out some snail mail, you can feel the love in every letter, but the film by no means romanticizes handwriting to the point of saying, like, we should destroy all computers or anything like that. But yeah, it's just, I think it's nice to think about because we don't think about it as often anymore.
I think that's wonderful. Thank you so much. And how can we follow you on social media and learn more about your film?
Sure thing. So you can follow me at Jamie Sun Wu. And this is a short film. So you can just follow me on Instagram to find out more about it. It's also, beyond the festival, going to be on Amazon Prime Video under Fantastic Worlds, which is a handmade puppet dreams collection. And so, yeah, you can reach it in the festival and reach it there.
I'm with Emily Rodriguez and Annalise Ratner from the short film Incoherence. How does it feel to be here tonight at the 16th annual Bushwick Film Festival?
It's super exciting.
Yeah, this is really wonderful. This is the first film festival we've been to as filmmakers.
Congratulations. Can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Absolutely. My film is a psychological thriller dinner party movie. It was my thesis film. But it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a little bit spooky. It's about old childhood friends who reunite for a birthday dinner party, and one of them has lived abroad for a couple of years. And when she returns, it's not quite what she remembered it being, and she doesn't feel super comfortable there. And then it becomes she sort of dissociates.
And what do you hope the audience takes away from the film?
A sense of comfort in that it's okay to grow up and grow apart and change. And it's really uncomfortable, and that's okay.
Wonderful. And how can we find out more about you? How can we follow you on the socials?
We're part of a film collective called the Foothills Film Collective, and what is our handle? Foothills Film.
Yeah, at Foothills Film.
Okay.
On Instagram, also foothillsfilm.com.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
All right, terrific. Well, thank you so much.